Hello there, this is Chris Mitchell on the BBC with the latest world sport for you. Coming up, UEFA punish Serbia and England. Zambia say their man has scored more than Messi. And Chelsea make it to the final of the Club World Cup. And in golf, Tom Watson is the new US Ryder Cup captain. UEFA, European football's governing body, have fined Serbia about $100,000 and ordered them to play their next international under-21s match behind closed doors after incidents following their match with England in October. The BBC's correspondent, Gordon Farquhar, has been following the story and says the English FA had asked for UEFA to look into incidents at the match.
The FA demanded action after claiming that some of England's players had been racially abused by supporters prior to the angry scenes at the end of the game. There was a mass confrontation as the players left the pitch, with shoving and punches thrown. In its announcement of sanctions, UEFA makes no specific mention of racism, only of improper conduct of Serbia's players and supporters. As well as the closed stadium and the fine, two of the Serbian coaching staff have been banned from football for 2 years and four players suspended for between two and four games. England's Stephen Cork has been suspended for two matches, Tom Ince for one, and the team warned for receiving more than five yellow cards.
Well, the English FA have accused UEFA of not sending a strong enough message on racism. Here's their General Secretary, Alex Horn.
You know, we're disappointed. I think there was an opportunity to send out a really strong message. Racism in society is deplorable. Racism in the game of football is something that no one wants to see. And I think there were ugly scenes, and an opportunity has been missed here in terms of sending out a really strong message.
The Football Association of Zambia have told the BBC they're determined for Godfrey Chitalu's 107 goals to be recognised by FIFA. On Sunday, it was assumed around the world that Barcelona's Lionel Messi had broken the record for scoring the most goals in a calendar year when he took his tally to 86, beating the milestone set by Germany's Gerd Müller. But football fans in Zambia believe that Chitalu is the real holder of the record because he found the net 107 times in 1972. The spokesman for the Football Association of Zambia, Eric Mwanzi, has confirmed they are making an official approach to FIFA.
There is no question about it. Lots of people have come up to ask us at the football house whether we have that on record and we have the goals, nicely recorded and so on. Yes, we do. We have that record. And want to make it very clear that it is not a question of authenticating or trying to verify. It's not in question at all because he scored the goals. What is in question now, like you put it, is why hasn't he been recognized? And that is what we are looking at now, and we are sending communication to the Secretary General of FIFA, Mr. Jerome Valke, to relook into the matter of Godfrey Chitalu.
Brazilian authorities have started an investigation into allegations that security personnel attacked members of the Tigre football club at halftime in the final of the Copa Sudamericana. South American football officials described it as the most serious incident in decades in the country that will host the 2014 World Cup, raising fears about Brazil's ability to secure the event. The final between Tigre and São Paulo was abandoned, with São Paulo 2-0 up. They were declared the champions, but Tigre failed to appear for the second half of the game, saying they feared for their safety. The Argentine team accused local police of pulling guns on their players. Tim Vickery is our South American football expert, and earlier he told me how this could affect the World Cup in 2014.
In terms of the stadiums, this kind of thing is not going to be an issue. The stadiums are handed over to FIFA for the duration of the World Cup, and I think the kind of club passions that we unfortunately saw last night are unlikely to besmirch the World Cup. Where we might have a cause for concern is policing of supporters all over this giant country. Now, there are already turf wars between different agencies involved in carrying out the policing, and I know from people with experience in South Africa with the last World Cup that they're worried about different criteria being used by different security forces in different parts of Brazil. And there are security forces in Brazil, the police and so on, with Brazil. And there are security forces in Brazil, the police and so on, with a reputation for truculence. So that, I think, is the worry for 2014, rather than specifically events inside the stadiums themselves.
Now to Japan, where Chelsea have booked their place in the final of the Club World Cup.
With Mata going in here, Mata the three. Oh, he's got the third. That is an own goal. bundled over his own line by Darwin Chavez, and Chelsea are away with it.
Yes, it finished Chelsea 3, Monterrey of Mexico 1 in the second semi-final. It means the English Premier League side will play Corinthians of Brazil in the final on Sunday. Juan Mata, one of the goal scorers, said Chelsea felt the competition was important.
For us, it's a very important tournament. We want to win this trophy, to be world champions, and on Sunday, we will try our best to win. I think we started really well. We were really focused on scoring more goals, and we did it with Fernando and the old goal. So 3-1 is a good result for us, and just waiting for the Sunday.
In Italy, Milan beat the Serie B side, Reggina, 3-0, to set up a showdown with the leaders in Italy, Juventus, in the Italian Cup quarterfinals. In France, Bastia have been barred from playing at home until further notice after supporters of the top-flight club were involved in a series of violent incidents. Fans threw fireworks outside their stadium on Wednesday as they lost to Olympique Marseille. That game was played behind closed doors. The ground was empty for the encounter after ugly incidents marred the game at neighbours Ajaccio in October. Promoted Bastia, sixth from bottom in League One, travelled to the champions Montpellier on Saturday. To golf, the eight-time major champion Tom Watson has been named as the captain of the 2014 US Ryder Cup squad by the PGA of America. That makes him the oldest captain in US history at the age of 63. Watson first served as captain in 1993, the last time the US squad won a Ryder Cup on European soil. The announcement was made at the Empire State Building in New York.
The perfect person to do this, you know, based on his playing record in Scotland, and as you all know, he won 7 major championships in Scotland. He had a 10-4-1 career record in Ryder Cup action. Ladies and gentlemen, 10-4-1 career record in Ryder Cup action. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truly my pleasure and my honor to introduce the 2014 United States Ryder Cup captain, Tom Watson.
Well, Tom Watson explained afterwards why he was looking forward to taking on the captaincy for a second time.
The last time I was captain in 1993, I loved that feeling of winning. After we pulled it out in the last couple of holes in the last few matches in 1993 at the Belfry, that feeling of winning, being so proud of the players and the team for winning, that feeling I'd like to recreate again. I'd like to have that feeling again.
Cycling's governing body, the UCI, has instructed auditors to carry out a review of its governance in the wake of the Lance Armstrong scandal. The UCI have been criticised after the scale of doping at Armstrong's United States Postal Service team was revealed by a United States anti-doping agency investigation. The BBC's Matt Slater explains why the UCI needs a review.
Well, it's very simple. They've got to restore some credibility. This all comes from the United States Anti-Doping Agency's report into the Lance Armstrong scandal, and it was absolutely damning, that report, of the Cycling Federation, the International Federation, the International Cycling Union. At best, that it had been incompetent, that it had allowed a decade or more of cheating to go on under its watch, but at worst, that it was complicit in this, that it had actually helped, that it had actually knowingly turned blind eyes, that it had been part of the problem. So that's the challenge. You know, there are financial implications to this. We're hearing about sponsors either walking away. I mean, one sponsor is actually suing the UCI for damage to its brand. There's an ongoing issue about broadcasters' interest, you know, just bringing more money into the sport. So UCI has simply got to do something. It cannot just let that report sit there and fester. Mm. So this is all part of its response to regain some authority.
Matt Slater reporting. And that is the very latest international sport for you from the BBC World Service.